Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power, Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us. That was Antonia Lawrence, the theme song, The Power of a Woman. You can get that song on Amazon, CD Baby, and numerous media outlets. Again, that's Antonia Lawrence. We're so excited this morning to hear a little about our sponsors. Moby Flyers. It's a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's MobyFlyers.Moby, MobiFlyers. Also, Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, hosted in the beautiful metropolitan city of Atlanta, Georgia. April 30th through May 2nd, visit www.diamondwomensconference.com. That's diamondwomensconference.com. Again, let me share with you a little more about our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. They have virtual tours staff. We'll walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Also, March 19th through 22nd, Women of Power, 17th Annual Women's Weekend, Matters of the Heart. Proverbs 4 and 23, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Please visit our website at women-of-power.org. Women-of-power.org for registration and more information. Now our special guest. I am so excited this morning. Angel Barino, CEO, President of the Praise Network. She's a lover of God and people. She's a multipreneur who began her journey as a young girl, selling Girl Scout cookies, candy bars, and other items. She believes in and breathes entrepreneurship. Started her first company, Angel Wings Gifts and Things, in 2005. She's the owner of Angel B Enterprises, LLC, which is a parent company for several businesses encompassing health and wellness, marketing, coaching, publishing, broadcasting, and advertising strategies. In November, she was named the editor-in-chief for the Simply Elevate magazine, and remains the CEO president of the Praise Network Greensboro. Her Christian internet Media Broadcasting Company. She's the author of the international best-selling book, His Purpose, My Praise, released in September 10th, and the co-creator of Organized Obstacles, which was released in 2014. Through her platform, she takes an inspirational and holistic approach to help her clients daily, encouraging them to tap into their gifts, talents, and abilities to create a quality lifestyle. Would you please welcome with me Angel Barino. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. BJ. Thank you so much for having me on your program today. Thank you.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. We've been looking forward to this interview for a while. We've been trying to make this happen. Before we go further into the interview, I would like to personally thank you for all that you do in promoting, provoking, propelling so many other men and women to move forth in their purpose. And I look at you as one of the inspirational people that I look to. So thank you so very much for everything that you do.
Oh, you are so welcome. To God be the glory. As long as
Amen.
He gives me any energy and strength, I will do that.
So while you're doing that, and it's a lot. I see you're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who you are outside of writing and entrepreneurship. What do you like to do for fun or just to relax?
Well, the main thing I like to do is go to the beach. But I love the beach. I love quiet moments. I love to take time by myself to reflect, and I like going to the movies and going to the parks. I enjoy going out to eat by myself, but equally I love spending time with friends and family, my daughter, and just people that are so supportive of me and everything that I do.
Speaking of going out by yourself and spending some time with yourself, I think that is so important because we have got to become, as a people, be able to relax and be able to enjoy ourselves. You know, once you begin to love yourself and enjoy yourself, then it makes you more approachable and it makes you more effective. Do you agree?
I do agree. You know, people say that I'm an extrovert, and generally I am, but there are moments that I just really like to steal away by myself and just take time to get to know who I am even more and what I like, because I feel as we grow older, our likes and things that we like to do change. And one of the things that I really love to do is just go to the movies by myself. You know, I love going with friends, but I like going to the movies in the middle of the afternoon or the middle of the day when there's nobody there and just me in the movie. So, and that's, you know, that's something that has changed over time. And I think that, you know, once we really truly tap into who we are, we can love other people even more. You know, the Bible says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor?
So true, so true. That's one of my key scriptures that I really try to tap into. What you said, the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so let's just bring that up because it's so important. It is so important. I'm the person that goes to the movies the first showing, 10 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's there. Everybody sees me about it. But it's so quiet and relaxing. And in the type of business, work, ministry that we're in, that's important. We must do that. And we must show others that it's okay. It is okay. It is okay. So what are some of your current projects that you're working on?
Right now I have, in addition to, you know, leaving Simply Elevate, I have the Praise Conference 2015, which is my first really big empowerment conference that I'm putting together really by myself. That's in October. We will be cruising to the Bahamas for 5 days, and I have some dynamic workshop presenters and an awesome worship team that I've pulled together that we will be inspiring and pouring into the lives of women and men, because I do have some men that will be coming because of the marriage workshop. And then I have the Praise Literary Collection, which is another book collaboration that I'm doing on my own with some contributors that have come in. That's scheduled to be released in the fall, hopefully sometime around September of this year. But it's Testify, the Praise Literary Collection. It's a collection of stories from people who have experienced awesome praise and worship that has resulted in some miracles to take place in their lives and things. So looking forward to that. And then, of course, still, you know, marketing and promoting Organized Obstacles and working on some other projects with people as far as speaking engagements and things like that.
That's awesome. I knew you were busy. I knew that. But let's go back to the Praise Conference cruise in October.
Mm-hmm.
Who can come? And how do they find out more information about it?
Okay. Anybody can come. I have 50 cabins reserved. About 10 to 15 of those are for the conference staff members and speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have an event page that I can share with you. It's on Facebook. And I have the URL for Eventbrite where you can register. The early bird registration is $75 through February 28th, and the $200 cruise deposit is due by March 1st. And that is www.bit.ly/praiseconference2015.
Let's say that again.
Sure. www.bit.ly/praiseconference2015.
Wow, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
It is. Our very own Elder Desiree Bonner, she will be speaking, doing the prophetic workshop, and she's also one of my key worship leaders. I have keynote speaker Elder Lisa Milner Keene. And some awesome people just from everywhere. I have Stephanie Wilson coming out of Houston, Texas. She's one of our sponsors, and she's also one of our business workshop presenters and worship leaders. She's a dynamic vocalist as well. So I just have some awesome people that are coming. And one thing that if you know about me, Dr. Vijay, is I believe in supporting those people that other people don't necessarily know anything about.
Yes.
Pushing them to the forefront. So I have a whole team of powerhouse women and men, but they're not nationally known per se, but they are dynamic, and I just believe in promoting, you know, those people that need to be heard and need to be seen. So
I agree with you, and I've seen you do that so many times. But I also know that God gave me a few years ago that God's going to anoint the anonymous. And what he's doing is bringing to the forefront. He's directing, projecting, and connecting men and women that may not have that platform, as you say, that may be expected, but God is going to project them to a place that, because we're looking for pure, and I know, I've seen your work. You are, as myself, you want the pure word, the pure worship, the pure praise, not someone that's just looking for a platform. And
right.
I believe God's going to do great things, great, great things and miracles. And I know personally Elder Bonner, Elder Desiree Bonner, will usher you in, and the whole atmosphere will change. I'm telling you, God will move.
I know.
Among other great vocalists, so we're looking forward to that. I really want to share that with the Walking in Power Blog Talk audience, because it's very important that we connect with men and women that are on the right path, doing the things for God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why a cruise? Why a cruise?
You know, that's a good question. I wanted to do a conference for a long time, but I've been really afraid of doing one because I've worked with other women who have done conferences, And I know behind the scenes, you know, what they've had to endure and what all it takes to put one together. And a few years ago I did I did what I call the Purple Luncheon, and I'll do it again. People have been begging me to bring it back. But it was a small-scale conference, I guess, or workshop where I brought men and women together, and I had singers and I had speakers to come, and we all dressed in purple, and we had a really nice luncheon. And, it was to support domestic violence prevention and awareness and also lupus because, as you know, I was diagnosed with lupus in 2010. But that's really small scale. And so when I started thinking about it, I was like, well, I really want to do something, but I don't want to do the same thing that other people are doing. I want to be unique. I want to be different. And I'm not going to try to bring in, you know, major personalities because I want to use the people that I have. And primarily everyone that I have is in the Praise Network or some, you know, they're affiliated some way with the Praise Network. And so that's what I decided to do. And then I was approached by, she was a Facebook friend, and she is a Facebook friend, and she's becoming a close friend now, but she does travel. And she said, you do so much for women. Why don't you do an empowerment cruise? And I said, okay, let me think about that, you know, because I've never been on a cruise. I'm really scared of large bodies of water, but I've wanted to get over my fear of that, so I've wanted to take a cruise. So what better time than now? And I think that God has really brought it together with some awesome people and has given me favor, and this is an opportunity for me to get past some of those fears and things that I've had about stepping out on my own. Because I've waited for so long in the background for people to affirm or tell me that it's okay for me to go forth, but he's already commissioned me to go forth, and he's already told me, you know, what it is that he would want me to do, and he's, you know, spoken into my life and told me that I would help a lot of people. So I thought, you know, what better time than now? You know, I don't have any major obligations. My daughter is grown. And I'm just living, you know, living and building the kingdom, and I can do that from anywhere in the world, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Praise God. Praise God.
Angel, what or who motivates you? You motivate so many other people.
Wow. You know, I have so many people, and a lot of them, they may not even know that they encourage me or inspire me, but one of my major motivators is my daughter, my grandmother for sure, my parents, my family, and my, you know, my friends. But I have mentors who have been there for me, you know, from the time that I was a young girl till now, who have believed in me and supported me and just poured into my life, pastors, you know, women of God, men of God, and just really people who have just been teachers. I call them all teachers because even in bad times, you know, sometimes we get connected with the wrong people. They can be teachers too. But my experiences help motivate me. Things that I've gone through help to push me further, to keep me going so that I don't fall back into dark places again. I just have so many people, Dr. BJ. I can't even name them all. It's like, you know, I connect with some awesome people now. And even just reading their posts sometimes on Facebook or social media, God always knows what you need. And if I'm going through something and I pray silently about it to him and keep it to myself, he always sends someone to encourage. And that's what I love about him is that he loves us so much, he cares about us so much and is concerned about us that even when we don't speak it into the atmosphere, he knows our hearts and our minds, and he sends someone. So, I mean, I just have a long list. I mean, if I ever had to accept an award, it would be terrible. Because I would not
be
able
to
name all those
people. And I would like to think. Wow. But that's awesome that the Lord has blessed you to place so many people in your field, in your
mm-hmm.
field of influence, and in the field that influences you. Well, tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about your role as editor-in-chief of Simply Elevate magazine, which is an awesome publication, I might add.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? wow. I wasn't expecting Alan to appoint me as the editor-in-chief. When he first asked me, I thought, I don't know if I'm really prepared for that, but he felt confident because of my publishing background and helping so many other authors and putting my own books together. But really, I just, you know, I'm like the manager. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like the team leader, I guess. But it's so many people behind the scenes that really make this magazine what it is. I have an awesome team of writers. Half of the staff are best-selling authors. Of course, I have my chief graphic designer, Elder Desiree Bonner, and she is just anointed to do what she does. A lot of times I'll be thinking about something, and she'll send me something, and I'll say, did I tell you I wanted that? And it's just the Holy Spirit working through her. I'm just really the leader, you know, pulling it all together, making sure that things work and flow the way that they should be. But really it's the team that makes the magazine. And then we have so many awesome technology advances that we've put in there. The first issue, you know, we had some really nice things that link out to the main website, but for February, I think people will really be surprised. We have some awesome cover features, Elder Yolanda Townsend and her husband on the front cover for February. And I have to say, you know, I'm not biased, but my brother, you know, is being featured in the magazine. He's the celebrity chef. He cooks for a lot of celebrities right here in the Triad when they come through town. So he's being featured, and we have, you know, a great sports feature. There's also a feature for the CNN host that just passed away, Stuart God, I think his name is.
Yes.
So we have a tribute to him. I mean, it's just a really, really good base of material that we have. A lot of people have been giving feedback that their friends in other countries are reading the magazine. Alan just sent a message, I think, on Sunday, where a young man in Afghanistan is learning to read English or learn English from reading the magazine. So that's just phenomenal. And God is doing some great things. His hand of favor is on it, you know.
Yes.
It's reached every continent. And it did that in just the first 2 weeks of release. Now, mind you, the magazine has been in existence for 2 years. The founders, Derek and Candace Palmer, did a great job putting it together and providing us a strong base. So we are grateful for that, you know, being able to launch it from what they did. And what it has
That's
become
awesome.
Now is just more than what we could ever imagine. I mean, I cry big tears, like, all the time behind the scenes. Because it's just so amazing how many people are being touched by this magazine.
My husband and I are going to be in, along with some other couples, discussing marriage, and we're excited about that, being a part
mm-hmm.
of a great publication.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I gave that feature to Elder Desiree, and I let her run with it, and I'm excited. You know, I trust her implicitly, and I'm just excited about what she is pulling together for that. So I know that's going to be an amazing feature, and your stories will help so many. And bless
so
many people because
so.
It's needed. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Well, Angel, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I can't believe this interview has gone this fast. But
I know.
But it's a powerful interview with a powerful person. That's what we do. That's what we do at Walking in Power. But let me ask you, Rick, I'm going to have time to get this in. What are your future plans and projects? I know you talked about the conference. And
right now, that's pretty much it, other than started on a CD project a couple years ago. And I put it to the side because it was initially a tribute to my aunt, and she passed away before I could get it in her hands. And I just sort of, I didn't get discouraged, but I wanted to just really go back and redo it, you know, as a tribute to her and my grandmother has passed and some other family members that have passed. So I know I'll probably be working on that. I'm not sure if it will be this year or not. I do have sort of marriage plans in the works, so I'm sort of putting a lot of things on hold for that. So I don't know, in a few weeks or so I'll be going through a name change again, but to God be the glory for that.
To God
He's an
be
awesome,
glory.
Awesome man of God. So I look forward to that, and I'm reluctant sometimes to say, because people say, "Well, when is the date?" And I'm like, "We don't know. We're just gonna do it as a surprise." But that's really it right now, and continuing to build the Praise Network, doing some restructure with business. I'm actually changing my business name from Angel B Enterprises LLC over to Angel B Inspired Inc. So everything will be centered around the Angel B Inspired trademark now.
Amen, amen. Well, I would like to personally thank you for stopping by Walking in Power. We are so excited to have you. We're so glad our schedules could make that happen. And I just bless God for your ministry, your business, and for everything that you do in the kingdom, because you are really making an impact. And I, along with Women of Power and the Women of Power Network, would like to personally thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. BJ. I truly appreciate that. And, you know, you're one of my mentors as well. You may not have known that. But, I follow what you do, and I truly appreciate what you do for the kingdom as well. And I'm grateful that God has allowed me to be a vessel. And that's just my prayer every day, that I can be a vessel for others. To serve him by serving others.
Amen, amen. Well, you got to come back to see us again now.
I sure will. Thank you for having me.
We've had a very special guest, Angel Barino, on today. Please follow her on social media, her website, and all that she's doing. She is a very, very inspirational woman to all of us. And I must say, to hear the humbleness in her voice, you would never know the impact that she has. We praise God for her. If you are looking for an online virtual Bible study, join us tonight at wordontheweb.info. That's wordontheweb.info. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a corporate online virtual Bible study with attendees from all across the country. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. Join me tonight on Triumph Tuesday to hear more about it on my Facebook page and on Twitter. I look forward to seeing you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.